3:16, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. We know the story here. John's telling the people that Jesus is on his way. He's going to baptize Jesus, but then Jesus is going to baptize those who want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so we're continuing to look at fresh oil, new wine, and Holy Spirit. Holy fire. All three of these are Holy Spirit. They're Holy Spirit. Church, they're about the anointing of God in you and on you. Amen. And so Holy Spirit is so important. You're like, well, Jesus is important. Of course Jesus is important. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one, church. You've got to get that. It's like your spirit, soul, and body, but you're one person. Amen. Okay, so listen. Once you're born again, you have some birthrights. Okay? You're born into a new family. You have birthrights. And one of those things is freedom. Freedom belongs to you. The Holy Spirit is freedom, and the Holy Spirit is in you. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So your freedom means you no longer have to live the way you once lived. You don't have to. You're no longer locked into your own limitations. You're not locked into just what goes on in this world, just what you can think of. You have God Almighty on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit ripped away limitations. He ripped them away. You're free right now. So no need to stand around wondering how you can be free when the chains are already broken, the door is open, the walls have already come tumbling down. Listen, let me say something to you about your calling. If you're wondering what your calling is right now, I'm going to tell you what your calling is right now. Do you want to know what your calling is right now? I'm going to tell you what your calling is right now. God has called us to live a life of freedom. That's your call. Go free. You need to live a life of freedom. But here's the truth. Don't use your wonderful freedom to set up a base of operations in the natural realm. Now, I just quoted you a scripture right there in Roxanne form. But it's actually this scripture, Galatians 5:13. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. So, you see, free people. Free people. They don't lock them down into bondage. They free people. Hurt people. But free people will free people. I love that. So wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the Spirit of the Lord is in you. So you right now are able to free people. That's what our country is all about. Amen. So, you know, some of y'all wonder why people keep coming to you and they want answers from you and they look to you and they look to your leadership and you're like, I don't know why. I can tell you why. Because right now you are a free agent of God. You're free on the inside and there's an anointing in you and on you that draws people to you for answers. They want answers. That's part of your calling. Amen. So your freedom is power. People need power. They need to come up. They need to come out. They need success. They need some hope. They need some hope. They need to know how the Lord healed you. They need to know how the Lord prospered you. They need to know how to be big enough to forgive and move on and not break up with people. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, you know, it was a free man who approached Pharaoh in Egypt and said, let my people go. It was a free man. It was a free man who stepped into the promised land and declared, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It was a free man. It was a free man who stared at a giant and said, you come against me with a spear and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of Lord Almighty. It was a free man who did that. It was a free woman said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And it was even a freer woman than that that said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. It was free people that were able to step up and say these things and do these things. Wow. Amen. And, you know, when we think about this coming week, this week that we've just had, and we think about these group of men, they were free. And this is what they declared. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, that these are life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be joyful, even today. Yes, out of respect, we have a certain feeling going on, but it's still okay to be happy. People need you to be happy. People need you to be free today. People need you to be strong today. People need you to give them hope today. They need encouragement today. And so that's what we stand in today. We stand with that. Listen, the greatest expression of freedom in all of time happened 2,000 years ago. When hanging on a cross, Jesus, a free man, in fact, freedom incarnate, embodied the ultimate emancipation proclamation. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. You are free. You see, eternal freedom, freedom of the soul, freedom of the spirit, freedom and freedom to go beyond just existence into real living. Do you know there are people out there just existing?
Yeah. Yeah, you get up in the morning. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'll even make it through the day. I'm depressed. Listen,
we don't have anything to be depressed about. If you're a born-again Christian, you don't have a thing to be depressed about. I was telling the early morning prayer meeting, I said, you know, me and Deb and the Schaefers were in the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam this spring. And y'all know what happened there. They were locked up, hidden away for 2 years. And it's a little bitty house. And there were two gentlemen in front of us walking up the stairs and going through it. And I heard one of them tell the other one, they didn't know each other. They just walked by each other. And one of them looked at the other one and said, we don't have a thing to complain about. If you're here today and you're sitting here and you're born again and the Spirit of God is in you, you don't have a thing to complain about. That complaining is the only thing that's making you sick and getting you down. If you start to praise God and believe God, the light and the life of the Zoe life of God will begin to release into your cells. Those endorphins will help things raise up in there. You'll begin to feel better. You'll begin to walk in the light instead of woe is me. You could say, praise God, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the healer. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, eternal freedom, it's what we have. And it doesn't come from institutions or writings of human beings. It doesn't come that way. Our freedom comes from the one who wrote the law with one finger and grace with both hands. That's what he did. Our freedom comes from the great liberator and the lover of our souls. That's where our freedom comes from. You know, one of our country's patriotic treasures is the Liberty Bell, right? Uh-huh. Amen. So it's proudly displayed there in Philadelphia. And it has that famous crack in it. Y'all have all seen it. And it silenced the clapper. They rang it so hard, it broke. But even so, the ideas that it embodies resonate right now. It resonates. Our symbol of liberty echoes with the power of God's Spirit. It's still going. And through the power of the cross, our freedom rings, and it can never be silenced. It can never be silenced. Through the power of the cross, it can never be silenced. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. John 8:32 tells us this. This is the power of the gospel that our freedom rings out with. John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, I know the truth. You know the truth. You know where you're going when you leave this place. Got news for you. Everybody's going to get there. Amen. But you know what's going on. And right now, you know the truth. You know that love never fails. You know that faith works. Yeah. Amen. You know that hope can cause you to rise up. Yes. You know that God is on your side. You know that God will never leave you or forsake you. You know that He gives you wisdom. He gives you understanding. You know that God is living on the inside of you. You know that you can pray and change the world. Amen. I think about the fact that we were in that prayer room in there, and God brought a vision to Ms. D. Vickery, to me, and we all prayed for her. And what happened? She's alive and at her sister's house right now. I'm so grateful that we can pray for one another. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We have the power of prayer, church, and there's freedom to pray. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to pray. Well, get to know God. Know His voice. You start hearing Him, you'll start finding your path. You'll know what to do. The Bible says we can know. Freedom from eternal condemnation. Yes. No condemnation for us. Freedom from the torment of fear. Free people live differently. They look differently. They love differently. Free people are baptized with Christ, crucified with Christ, seated with Christ, strengthened with Christ, hidden in Christ, and reigning with Christ. Free people can't be silenced. Free people can't be trampled on. Free people can't be defeated. Free people can't go back to the old way. Free people do what free people do. Free people sing and worship and gather and love and serve and pray and prophesy. Free people change the world. Church, it's time to live in the fullness of your freedom. So start today. Make a quality decision to start today. Redeem the narrative. Redeem the narrative. Your story's not what it used to be. It's not what it used to be. Your Savior has authorized new chapters more glorious than you can imagine. And yet we let life continue to try to pull us down. No, no. God has written a better chapter, and we're in it. We're in it, and we're in it to win it.
Right.
And we're going to win it. Yep. Amen.
Yeah, but what about all the people that don't?
Well, you can pray, and you can talk to people. And that's why you have the Holy Ghost. And there are going to be some people who won't listen, and there are going to be some people who time runs out on them. But there are going to be people who listen to you, and they're going to get saved, and they're going to pick, or maybe they're already saved, but they just need to pick up their freedom and start living in it. You're free, church. You're free, and you're powerful. You're going to have to get a hold of that. You're free. Hey, freedom is power. Amen. So redeem that narrative. So, you know, maybe you would say, once an addict, always an addict. Nope. Once Jesus set you free, you're free indeed. Well, once injured, always crippled. Once Jesus set you free, you're free indeed. Well, once an adulterer, always an adulterer. Once Jesus set you free, you are free indeed. Once a thief, always a thief. Once Jesus set you free, you are free indeed. Well, I guess I'm always going to be sick till I die. Once Jesus set you are free indeed. Just because you're 70 or 75 or 80 or 85 or 90 doesn't mean you need to die sick. Go ahead and get well. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you have been healed by God? Let me see your hand. Look at this. Look at all the people that have had healing by God. There's some things, no, I wouldn't even know what to name it, that have tried to attack my body, and God healed me. I don't know what you would call it. People are throwing all sorts of ideas at me. I'm like, I don't care. All I know is I'm healed in Jesus' name. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can go free. You can go free in that area today. You are healed also in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. No matter what you thought you were, your script has been flipped. Take it. Your script has been flipped. Just take it. Start saying that. Go home saying that today. Hey, my script has been flipped. I got this. Me and Jesus, we've got this. We're going to do this. We're going to shine. We're going to go ahead and be happy. We're going to go ahead and smile. We're going to go ahead and do what God calls us to do. We're going to go ahead and live big. Yeah. We're going to live strong. We're going to go into the grocery store smiling.
Yep. That's right.
Amen. Amen. We're going to wake up, and we're going to wake people up. Jesus is coming, church.
Yes.
He's coming. Yes. It's time for us to get on board.
Yes.
It's time for us to get ready and be happy. Even in the midst of what's going on, like, well, Pastor, I don't feel like it today. Do you think any of us woke up today after what happened and we felt like it? No, we stood up and did it by faith.
Yes.
Well, you come to church happy every week. I do it by faith. A lot of times I am happy, but every once in a while, I'm like when, you know, my cousin went to heaven yesterday. Did y'all hear? Oh, hey, you should rejoice. He needed to go.
He really needed to go.
He wasn't a person who was, he was going to run out of time, and he wasn't a person who could believe for his healing, but he's got it now, and I'm happy about it.
I am too.
And he was my younger cousin. And so we're going to celebrate his life here, but I mean he's going to be happy. And he's a talker, so when I get there, he's going to have lots of stories. Amen. But you know what? We go on. We keep moving. We keep flowing. We keep at it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you free today? Are you truly free today? You know, have you ever known someone, people are on probation and they wear that ankle bracelet? So we've had a couple of friends that sounds funny. We have a couple of friends that had an ankle bracelet. But I mean, they did good, and we tried to help them when they got out of prison. We have countless people that we've helped out of prison, and they've done well. Amen. And so, you know, well, they have that bracelet on, but what happens is the moment they cross a certain line, they discover that freedom is an illusion. Are you hearing me? So they're still bound to the consequences of what they had done. You are not bound to what you have done. You are not bound to it. You're free. Well, Pastor, you don't know how bad I've been. Join the club. We are free today, and you are not stuck with that. You're free from secular intimidation right now. You are free from religious pressure right now. You're free from generational manipulation right now. You're free from self-mutilation right now. Church, just remove the veil. Just remove the veil. Remove the illusion. No more fading glory. You're free forevermore in the same spirit right now. You're free right now. You're free, 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 free. They've always said Americans were free. Well, we topped that. Christian Americans are really free. We're free. Yes, we do get to come. Hey, people are hiding today to worship. We're not. Thank you for America, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just remove that veil. Remove the illusion. You know, you're free forevermore. You're free forevermore. You know, last week I talked about your upper room. Do you remember that? We talked about the fact that in the upper room, they had communion and they had fellowship, yet there was tension in the upper room because Jesus was telling them what was about to happen. There was going to be betrayal. There was going to be denial. And so there was such tension in that upper room. And so, but what we found out is in that same upper room, the same place became a birthing place. The very same hall, the very same place. Your upper room may have had some tension. You may have been betrayed. You may have been denied. There may have been denial. But I'm telling you, your upper room right now is a birthing place. Peter stepped out of there with the glory of God on him. He's the one that denied Jesus. He steps out there on the day of Pentecost, empowered by the freedom of the Holy Spirit, and began to preach, and the church of the living God was born. 3,000 people were saved. Someone who had just done that, I say he went free. Amen. He didn't let anything stop him. So your upper room, you've got an upper room today. What are you going to birth? Wow. What witty inventions? What ideas? What ministry? What love for someone? What kind of occupation? What could God do? You know, God showed me, and I think we're going to head this way pretty soon. The Lord told me, he's been bringing me some correction. And one of the things he said, I want you to learn to multiply your resources. So I was laying in the bed last night, and I thought, what are resources? Now everybody goes, well, Pastor, you know what they are. No, but see, that's how you meditate, so God can answer. And he says, take it apart. Resource. It's whatever the source gives you. Whatever the source gives you. Learn to multiply what God has given you. Learn to multiply what God has given you. That's our next step in life. And the thing is we have the freedom to do that. We have the freedom to live big. We don't have to be broke. We don't have to be broken. We don't have to live fearful. We don't have to have a bunch of stuff on our body that's coming from an inward reason. I declare if you were abused in any way, you go free today in Jesus' name. Amen. So what happened that day, though, was called a suddenly. It was a suddenly. Do you remember that? And we talked about having suddenlies. Those who waited then had a sudden. There are about 500 of them up there. They ended up with 120, right? Amen. So they waited, and then they got there suddenly, right? Okay. So there's a holy suddenly coming to your upper room. There's a holy suddenly coming. Healing, deliverance, promotion, the right persons enter your life. Where there was pain and betrayal and denial, now comes fire to the upper room. Fire to your upper room. Listen, when Moses was in the wilderness with Israel, God led them by a fire. Do you remember that? There was a pillar of smoke, and then there was the fire, right? So, he led them. Well, on the day of Pentecost, fire came into that upper room. And it was interesting. It came into that upper room, but when it came in there, it separated and went into each person. It went into 120 persons, and now he's in you. That's in you right now. You got to know that if you haven't had one, you need to have your day of Pentecost today. You need to know today. Yeah, this is what I'm going to say. I'm fired up. I am fired up. I'm fired up. I am fired up. I'm fired up with the Holy Ghost. Because we're going up, 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 up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's on the inside of you. Church, don't let your emotions and your soul and how you feel in your body. You know, sometimes I wonder if some of y'all are taking too many drugs or something. I'm like, okay, what's going on with them? But the truth is pump it up. Come on. Get a smile on your face. Right. Say yes to God. Say yes. I'm going to be all right. Yeah. I'm going to be enthusiastic. You have to act enthusiastic. I like enthusiasm. You got to do it. And sometimes you have to do it. Step out in your flesh to do it, and it'll come. You got to run like the high heel runner over here. She runs like this. Yeah, amen. But she runs. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. She'll do a little chicken dance sometime for us. Praise the Lord. We need to get excited about things. If you're just sitting around being a couch potato, it's not going to work. If you're going to get something, you got to do something. Get up off that couch and do something. That's the new song they have out. Have y'all heard it? You got to do something. Pain's not your master. Pain is not your master. Pain is not your master. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Don't take it. Just start saying it. Don't start going, uh-oh, what's wrong with me? What is this? What do I have? That's what the devil wants you to think. Right. Say, get out of here in the name of Jesus. When I got here this morning, I looked down at my notes, and I felt like my eyes were kind of crossed. I looked at Danny, and I said, agree with me right now that my eyes straightened up. I went in, and I was studying in there, and I was like, wow, this is strange. And I thought, lying devil.
Yeah.
And so I just put my head down there for just a moment, and here in a minute, I looked up, and it was gone. Now, see, he's going to give you a flip chart. He's going to say, do you want to be broke? Do you want to be sick? Do you want this to happen to you? Do you want that to? And you say, no, get out of here in the name of Jesus, and you don't treat him nicely. Don't take it. Well, that wasn't part of my sermon, but it was fun. Praise the Lord. All right, so we'll close this up here. Every person, thank you, Lord, praise God, every person that Moses led in, out of Egypt got their healing. Wow. Not one was feeble.
Right.
Now, being led out of Egypt and being led into the promised land is what our lives are like.
Amen.
You don't stay in the wilderness.
Right.
But being led out, you don't have to be feeble. They didn't have Granny Clampett up on a rocking chair and Jed's. You know, they were all walking out. Grandma was walking. She's probably out there doing like Gay used to do, pointing that cane at us. Because she didn't need it to walk. She just was doing like this to us. Pastor, now the Bible said, Gay knew more scriptures than anybody I've ever known. She knows them even better now. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God for good friends. Amen. So, but everyone got their healing, and everyone got new chapters if they would take it. Take your new chapter today. Take it. Take it. Well, Pastor, you're always trying to cheerlead us and build us up. Well, you know, what are we going to do? When I first started preaching, there was a guy in San Marcos, and he ran around telling people, she's just trying to give people hope. What about that, Lisa? Isn't that funny? She's just trying to give people hope. I'm like, well, it's better than giving them people death and hopelessness. Certainly we're trying to give people hope. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. You can stand up and get whatever you want from God. You can have it today. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to stay in a job you don't like. You don't have to do any of that. God can clear it all out. And you want me to say, I don't have to stay in a relationship I don't like? I'm going to tell you, sometimes that does happen, and sometimes it's for the best. But a lot of times the relationships will straighten out if you'll be the one to help it. I know there's times when people have to get out of things. I understand that. There's abuse and things like that, and that's right. It's absolutely right. But also, there's a time when you can stand for things. You can stand that me and you are going to continue to have a good relationship. You can stand for that. You can stand that these people in this room, you're going to have a good relationship with us. Amen? You can stand for that. You can believe God for that. You can believe God for relationships. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, listen, for people that left the church, you still have a good relationship with them. Some of you are friends with a lot of the people that have left here. That's fine. We love them all.
That's right.
If they chose to leave, amen. If they chose to leave offended, we pray they'll get over it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. So we can be strong in that. So now, everyone got their healing. What did they all have, as we close here, what did they all have in common in that room? What did they all have in common? They worshiped God together. And they waited on the Lord together. And worshiping, listen to me, worshiping is waiting. You're waiting on God. So waiters wait on you, right? So it's not just looking out the window hoping somebody's going to show up. You're waiting on God. They were waiting, but they were waiting. And worship is waiting. Lord, I worship you. I give you glory. I praise your holy name. Lord, you're the object of my best affection, and I adore you. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord. Lord, whatever it does, I'm your obedient girl. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. I'll say whatever you want me to say. And when you come to places where something has to get done, like yesterday, I said, Lord, either stop this or show me what to say. Show me what to say, because we have the power, right? So you begin to flow in that. It'll start coming out when you're worshiping God. He'll start helping you right then. And listen, while we're all here together, while I'm preaching, God may give you something and just hooks on to what's going on. You may get an answer right now in the next 3 minutes that we have left. Something could come in. God could speak to you right now. You could have gotten it while Jesse had us going up, up, up in the Holy Ghost. We sang happy songs on purpose today. We did that on purpose today so that you could be lifted up today, so you can help others be lifted up.
Yes.
We used to call them whiny whats. Y'all ever heard say that? Bunch of whiny whats. We're not going to be whiny. No whining. No whining. We help people.
Amen.
I don't care what you say. Well, fine. Your choice.
I love you, Pastor Rock.
Some people are doing that to me in here. You. I don't care what you do to me, but Jesus is your answer.
That's right.
He's your answer. People come and tell me that some of y'all talk about me. Okay. They do. They tell me. They come and or call me and say, there's people in your church talking about you. I'm like, praise the Lord. As long as they keep coming and hear the word, I hope I can help them. I don't care. You know why I don't care? I'm free.
You're free.
Now, I love you, and I hope you will shut up, because going against the anointing is a bad thing for you. Not a bad thing for me, but it's a bad thing for you to step up against the anointing. I know you are all good. I love you all. So, but listen, you got to live like that.
Yeah.
The only person in Marble Falls that everybody loves is Larry Wallace. The rest of us have to. I'm kidding. But I think it might be true. God is good. I don't know. I think Miss Pat and Miss Pam come into close second. I think everybody around here loves them too. We all love each other.
That's right.
Amen. God is good. You're not going to please everybody.
You're right.
There are people talking about you. They were already talking about you before you found out. And it wasn't bothering you until you found out. Right? So you might as well just go on and tell Holy Ghost to deal with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Have you all enjoyed this today?
Yeah.
I hope you have. I've tried to keep it light, and praise God, just go on. So what they had in common is that they worshiped together like we do. It's a huge part of having an encounter with the Holy Spirit. So let me ask you a question, just here as we go. Do you love the people here in this room? And if they were going through a crisis at this very moment, would you rush over and help them?
Yes.
Amen. You would. Yes. Amen. Absolutely. Well, I have news for you. They come in here every week needing you.
Yeah.
They come in here every week needing you. Well, they don't need me, Pastor. They need you. No, they need you.
Yeah, that's right.
My job is the same as yours, that we love each other. I just get to do the talking. Amen. Me and Margaret. Right, Margaret? Come on, girl. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. She helps me. You're like, are you kidding? I'm not kidding. People that talk when you're preaching, that means the womb of their spirit's open and they're receiving. That's what that means. It helps me when she amens and everything. Praise the Lord. Okay, that was a sidetrack, but it was good. Me and Margaret enjoyed it, right, Margaret? Praise the Lord. I've got news for you. Everybody in here needs you. So don't go out of here thinking, well, I just need to sit in the corner because nobody loves me. I'm going to eat by myself today. Hey, if you see somebody sitting in there eating today by themselves, go sit with them. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, some people need a desperate change. They do. And some people need minor adjustments, but they need your love. They need to believe. They need you to believe in them. Amen? They need you. There's going to be people that misunderstand, but we just continue to pray that they'll get over it. Amen? We need to pray that they make it through. So whatever the need, the way you meet it is by worshiping God with each other, by fellowshipping with each other. Amen? And coming into this corporate agreement so that we're all empowered today. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I just pray that you would keep that in mind for the future. God can empower us, deliver us, change us, correct us, direct us, and bring us suddenly wherever you need it. Get the jam log out of the way. Build a lane of love. Be friendly. Build a lane of love. If you build a lane of love, everything gets through on that lane to you and others. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, I just pray that everyone in here would keep that in mind today. We are not our own. We are the body. We're free, but we are the body. And Lord, I'll worship you and wait with you while you give every person within the sound of my voice a suddenly. And in that suddenly, there will be freedom. If you agree with that, say amen and please stand up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Well,